Checking in with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall update on this sloppy Groundhog Day. Mayor, how are you today?
So far, so good, Joe. A little wacky storm. Nothing we couldn't handle in the end.
Any problems reported around the city that you've heard?
No, I obviously talked to Commissioner Grazioso and Superintendent Prendeville on a regular basis. And, you know, we were prepared for what the forecasters were saying, of course. Things changed, so we sent the troops home at a certain point, and things changed again, so we had to bring the troops back and do some scraping, and of course now it's just watching the temperatures fluctuate. It's interesting. I know we've talked about this, but you know, in West Quincy you could have a couple of inches on the roads up there, and house neck by the water you may have nothing. These are types of storms where it variates because of the temperatures are so close to the freezing mark. You know, everything was scraped, so they'll watch it today to see when it drops again. It's supposed to drop later today with some snow showers, and I'm sure it'll be a salting operation at that point.
Right. There was, I know, some concern about some minor flooding at high tide. Did you hear about anything about that overnight?
Nothing that was unusual or they couldn't handle. I know today they're out, you know, shoveling out some of those problem areas on the storm drains so we can get rid of some of this water before it freezes up. But no, nothing too bad from the tides.
Well, that is great news. Interestingly, though, up atop Great Blue Hill, or just over Milton, 14.3 inches of snow. So it just goes to show you.
Yeah, I think that elevation is around 600 above sea level. You know, yeah. City Hall, for example, is 44 feet above sea level. It shows you, you know, how quickly could you go up to the hills of West Quincy, and then it peaks out at the Blue Hill. So that's a perfect example of what guys deal with, you know?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, it's a many different worlds. You'll be happy to know that Punxsutawney Phil has predicted 6 more weeks of winter, so we're not done yet.
Yeah, I don't know what the record of that groundhog is, but never pay too much attention to it. I think we all get a chuckle out of it, see what happens. The good thing is we're now into February, right? So every day behind us is a good thing.
Yeah, and I mean, around here at this time of year, it's always a pretty good bet that it's definitely 6 more weeks of winter.
Well, it's true. And, you know, usually January is the coldest month. February is usually the snowiest month. So let's, I know we've talked about it a million times, but going back a few years at 15, when we had both the coldest month and the snowiest month, it was no fun.
Yes.
So let's hope it's, you know, the additional burden right now on finances, I just hope it's not too crazy the next 4 or 5 weeks. So we can get through this without a lot of extra dough that we have to spend.
Right. Yeah, I know. The picture I know for the budget is probably pretty unclear right now because the revenue picture is unclear at the moment.
Yeah, we've actually done a bunch of modeling. You know, my CFO, Eric Mason, and his team, I've asked them to do modeling for the various possibilities. You know, there's always automatic increases in health insurance and retirement costs. And we don't know yet what the local aid number will be. The governor has released some numbers, see what the House and Senate do. We don't know if the federal government is going to come through with any of the big dollars that they have on the table right now to help cities and towns and states to help with their revenue shortfall. So there's a lot of balls up in the air on this. And, you know, as you know, we don't go to the city council until the first meeting in May, but there's a lot of work that's done ahead of time in preparing for that.
I know that there was a little concern that the storm may interrupt the registration for vaccinations at the 180 Old Colony Avenue. Will that still begin today, Mayor?
Yes, they actually made some changes for the later afternoon ones yesterday. They tried to move them up early yesterday. But again, the storm didn't come to fruition from what they were certainly predicting. So, you know, I think everyone was thinking to do the right thing. You know, we had an early release day for schools yesterday. Mm-hmm. They talked to the superintendent about 5:30 in the morning and the night before, you know.
Yep.
So I kiddingly called them last night and said, hey, great job on the early release. 4 kids didn't get wet, you know, but you got to make those decisions early based on, you know, the information at hand. And and when things get messed up on the predictions, then we look a little foolish on the decisions, but that's just the way it is, right?
Right.
So safety first, and that's why those decisions are made.
Sure. Yeah. So, but can we talk a little bit about the clinic that Mana Community Health Center will be running at 180 Old Colony Avenue? How's that going to work?
Sure. Of course, Murphy's Law, you know, this weekend was bitter cold. And sure enough, the boilers went down at that location.
Oh, gosh.
So our team from Public Buildings went in and really worked the tails off. And, you know, the building is going to be completely gutted and renovated into a special needs learning center. So we don't want to spend a lot of money in there, but we had to spend some money to get the heat back up and running. And the guys did a masterful job. We got some great talent in-house, and they got that rolling again. And, of course, you know, our office works with Manitz, so we handle the logistics and the tables and the chairs and the petitions and the, you know, the parking and the signage. And then, of course, Manitz handling the medical side of it with the actual vaccinations, and their portal is handling the appointments, although we have a bunch of call takers that we're operating out of the emergency operating center under Allie Sleeman, our director of emergency management. So working very close hand-in-hand with Cynthia and the team at Manit. They've been a great, great partner throughout this whole project. Challenges. As I said a number of times, I know I'm probably repeating myself, but it bears repeating. They've just been an incredible partner on this. And so it's good. Every day, every week, we vaccinate that many more in our particular elderly population and those susceptible to issues because of underlying conditions. It's a matter of it just getting the vaccines. We'll pump them out as quick as we get them. So, you know, it's been a little slow from the federal government to the states or regions, and then, of course, the cities and towns. But things are starting to move. So, you know, we talked about winter. We talked a little about Groundhog Day. I certainly hope, but, you know, middle of April, we'll all be, you know, looking back at this thing, and most people will be vaccinated, and we can look forward to the weather changing and new beginnings, you know. So we'll see what happens. But we're well underway. There's also some other types of vaccination operations we're working on with MassCon and some other entities. Brewster, Professional Firefighters of Massachusetts, I've been working on a mobile plan as well. So we could go, for example, perhaps to one of our senior complexes, right to the complex with a team of nurses and EMTs and paramedics and a vaccinated number of people right in their facility. So a lot of work being done logistically right now to try to get as many of these out as we can. The problem, and as you know, is the challenge, as you know, is the amount of vaccinations available. It's not a matter of getting them in people's arms. It's a matter of physically getting them in hand.
Right. I know Beth Israel is hoping to open up a clinic up at State Street South sometime soon as well. So
yeah, they've been another good partner, and they've done a lot of testing on their site, in their new site in Quincy. Rich Fernandez and his team from BI Milton, I should say BI Leahy.
Right.
Yeah. Now that's a new partnership there. Both BI and Leahy, tremendous organization. So having them with their facility in Quincy, and then, of course, Hospital Milton, they're doing great work. And, of course, South Cove is doing their thing. You got urgent care facilities around the city as well doing their thing. And, of course, you got the pharmacy. So in some cases, some of our seniors have got the vaccinations directly from a pharmacy or through their primary physician. So there's so many different outlets. I know people were frustrated with the state system last week, and understandably so, but there are other outlets, not just that main state line that they had opened up. This stuff isn't easy. You know, it's some people think you can just snap the finger and, you know, wave the magic wand, but there's a lot of logistical issues, I should say, in getting this done. And the main challenge is getting the actual vaccinations in hand. So a lot of work being done by a lot of organizations, a lot of people. And I know the governor has taken a bit of a beating, which I don't really think is fair. I think he's been tremendous from the start of this, great leader, working his tail off with his team to try to get it done as well. So a little more patience, right? And I understand people have had it. You know, this has been going on since last March. But keep in mind, they still... they broke all kinds of records in getting to the vaccinations. And as much as I know people do not like or did not like Donald Trump, I mean, the decisions made at the federal level, pouring billions into that process, changing the FDA process, allowed for that to happen much sooner. So we're just almost around, you know, around the corner here. We should just be a little more patient. We're almost there. And then, of course, as I said, the weather hopefully will be changing, and it'll be a good pickup for the people's moods and dispositions as we go forward.
Will Manit still be running the testing clinic in addition to the vaccination clinic?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And the phone number for folks to call to schedule an appointment there is 617-376-1470. Or for Chinese language assistance, 617-376-1298. And I know through the city website as well, quincyma.com.
And those are purely to book an appointment for the vaccination. That has nothing to do with the testing.
Okay.
Keep that in mind, those phone numbers.
Okay. And that's just at that 180 All Colony Avenue site.
And it is, unless they tell you, man it when they call back, unless they tell you, they may assign some of them to the West Quantum Street location, but once the appointment is booked, that's when they'll let them know. But yes, most of it's being done at 180 Old Colony.
Okay, very good. Any word on new health commissioner for the city yet, Mayor?
No, I interviewed somebody last week, and I expect to do a couple of more interviews over the next couple of weeks. So it's a difficult time, right? So people that are in that world are in middle of this, and they, don't necessarily want to leave where they are while in the middle of this. So it's a little challenging getting connected with on the timing of all this. So my guess is we're going to find somebody that they probably won't be able to start with us for a couple of months out because they don't want to leave their agencies hanging because of what we're in the middle of. We'll get there. We have a great team at the health department, a lot of great professionals, and certainly our two nurses, Caitlin and Taylor, are doing great, great work. So, we'll get through this, and we get some help from City Hall on some of the administration part of it. And, of course, there's a lot of other issues the health department deal with, not just the health issue of pandemic, but, they deal every day with the rodent issue, with housing code inspections, with restaurant inspections, and safe and health codes of all types. So, operation is continuing on, and it's been flawless. So we'll get there. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Have you scheduled the joint meeting yet to fill the school committee seat, Mayor?
Actually, I met late yesterday with the council president, Nina Liang,
mm-hmm.
and we circled a date, and she was polling her members, and I have the superintendent polling the members of the school committee this week.
Okay.
So we'll see what their schedules allow. Hopefully we'll get everyone together because there's not a lot of nighttime activity going on in the world right now. For example, we were looking originally at next Tuesday night, but there's a Board of Appeals meeting and some of the ward councilors get tied up with the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. So we're looking at the following week, which is school vacation week, one of the nights in that week. So hopefully by the end of today or tomorrow, we'll have that booked and get the notice out.
Okay, very good. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
I appreciate the support of the community. We appreciate all the community partners that of all we're going through. And just to remind people that we're getting there, a little bit more patience. And I understand why people are impatient at this point. I have my days too. So, I get it. It's been a long haul. It's been tough for people being stuck in the house and the cabin fever or whatever you want to call it. It's been very difficult, but we're almost there. We really are. So just hang in there. Make sure you call the numbers that you just gave out. And, of course, my office is always available on any constituent issue at 617-376-1990.
Appreciate your time, Mayor, and stay dry.
You also. Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.